have a friend named Paul who lives in the basement of his parents' house. He's got a big old TV and a bunch of death metal CDs and a sink, which I think he pees in. I have no proof of this and no real reason to suspect him of it, but I know that if I had a sink in my bedroom, I'd sure as hell pee in it. Anyway, Paul buys a lot of tools and crap from Sears, so my wife and I decided we'd give him a Sears gift certificate for his birthday. We went to the Sears at the Great Northern Mall in lovely Syracuse, New York, and we're standing in line at one of the many cashier things they have scattered around the store everywhere but in the front where they belong, and there was a woman in front of us with a little girl. The kid noticed my Spider-Man shirt and gasped, "Spider-Man!" "Yup," I responded, "Spidey rules." This somehow caused her brain to switch gears, and she informed me that her birthday was coming up. I asked her when it was, and she told me that it was on February 19th. "Hey," I said, "that's my birthday too." She gave me a look like I just told her I could shit the Queen of England out of my ass at will, so I pulled out my driver's license to show her that my birthday is, in fact, on February 19th. She turned to her mom. "Mom," she exclaimed, "that man has the same birthday as me." Her mom looked me up and down. "He's a lot bigger than you, though," she remarked. "I don't want to be that big," said the girl, her face suddenly a bit fearful. At this point, her brain switched gears again, and she apparently had to see exactly how tall she was in relation to my menacing, bemolded 6'4", 300-pound form. So she came right up in front of me and slammed herself directly against me, thus striking me rather forcefully in the groin with the back of her head. A sharp twinge ran through my private region, quickly growing into an intense, agonizing, throbbing pain which encompassed my entire abdominal area, thus causing me difficulty in walking, breathing, standing up straight, and all those other things which one can normally do quite well when one has not just been smashed in the testicles with a child. We bought the gift certificate, and I stumbled awkwardly around the store for a good 20 minutes until the pain finally subsided. Then I ate Cajun food. Anyway, I'm not really sure what the point of the story is, but one moral is certainly that you had better damn well appreciate the hell of that fucking gift certificate, Paul! I took a kid in the nuts for that thing, motherfucker! Think about that when you use your fucking tire iron or socket set or little mermaid panties, whatever the hell it is you buy at Sears! If you're laughing at this, if you're fucking laughing at this, then I hope that next time you're gonna buy a gift certificate, a bus full of toddlers crashes directly into your penis!